Right now, I'd like to welcome Linda Siegel with today's legislative update. Welcome, Linda.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
So, things are getting hot at the legislature.
Yes, we have only 12 days left, and of course, many committees and both the Senate and floor chambers met this weekend. So things are picking up, and it'll be like this, and even worse, the pace will increase as we get closer and closer to the end on noon on the 17th.
What are some of the bills that you are following?
Well, I think one of the most important bills that happened this weekend is House Bill 2, and of course, that is the big state budget bill. It contains about $5.6 billion in all of our tax dollars and other revenue, and that House Bill 2 starts in the House, and over the weekend on Saturday, it passed out of the Senate. And now it will go back to the House for concurrence, and they won't concur, so the upshot is that several people from both chambers will meet in what's called a conference committee, and we've been hearing lots about those conference committees. That's the conference committee is that entity that there have been two votes on to try to open them up to public viewing. But, of course, both of those have failed. So this conference committee will work out the differences in the budget, and then both chambers will pass it, and the budget will go to the governor. Now, this is very unique because normally the budget doesn't go to the governor until like the last day or two of the session, but they're trying to get it up to him this week.
Very interesting. Why the difference?
Well, I think because the legislature wants to see what he's going to line item veto.
So that they want to override vetoes?
Well, who knows? But this way they can try to work out any differences they have because they'll still be in session. Normally, when it goes to him the last day, then, of course, he doesn't have to sign it till 20 days later.
Now, have any bills actually already been passed and signed by the governor, or does the signing take place at the end?
No. A couple of bills have gone up there. It's kind of slow this session. Usually more bills have gone to the governor for signature, but not very many have gotten up there yet.
So what are some of the actual bills besides the budget that have taken action over the weekend?
Well, an important bill for property owners actually passed the Senate, and that's that surface rights bill. And what that deals with is right now those of us in New Mexico who own property, we mostly only own the surface rights. And somebody else, an oil or gas company, probably owns the mineral rights. And until this bill passes, if it passes through the whole legislature, they could just come in and set up their mining operation, and really you don't have any say over it. And this bill is a compromise that has been working on it for several years with the oil and gas people and citizens to reach some kind of compromise. So it sets up a structure so that you have to have notice if somebody's going to come in and mine on your property or put up a oil rig, and that you get compensation if it impedes upon the value of your property. So it's a really good bill, and one of those bills that having compromise coming into the legislature is much better than fighting it out in the legislature. So I think that one's going to go on.
What else have you been watching?
Well, today, up in the House, on the House floor, is the medical marijuana bill.
Uh-huh.
And this is its last step. If it passes today, it's going to the governor, and I believe he said he'll sign it.
And then there will be medical marijuana at Walgreens.
Well, not quite. And, of course, I think that you heard that the impeachment resolution is up in Senate Judiciary today.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to be a lively day at the Roundhouse.
Well, we look forward to hearing more about it on Wednesday. Linda Siegel is with us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with the legislative update. Thanks so much for being here, Linda.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte.